Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. During this year's campaign for governor, the Massachusetts Democratic candidates have often echoed one another on policy issues. But now, 4 days after the state Democratic Party trimmed the gubernatorial field down to three, the candidates are starting to differentiate themselves. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the first broadcast debate since the convention.
It's a conundrum when you've got a field of three liberal Democrats. How do you tell them apart?
As a progressive job creator.
I also am an expert in healthcare.
To be the voice for people who don't have...
The candidates introduced themselves at the WBUR debate with distinct catchphrases. State Treasurer Steve Grossman, the job creator. Don Berwick, the healthcare expert, and Attorney General Martha Coakley, the voice for the voiceless. In a campaign that has been noticeably civil, Grossman seems willing to push the boundaries of politeness. He interrupted both Coakley and Berwick to go on the attack. On gun control, all three candidates say they would sign Speaker Robert DeLeo's gun reform bill. But Grossman posed an unsolicited question to Coakley. He asked her why she does not support a policy to limit gun purchases to one a month.
Unless you're trying to arm a militia, I don't think you need to buy more than one gun a month. And I just don't understand, Martha.
In one of the most candid moments of the hour-long debate, Coakley quickly responded.
I guess I don't understand why you don't understand, Steve. We have problems with illegal guns and people who are unstable to have them. It's not the issue, and I think we should be focusing, as we have in Massachusetts, on our own gun laws.
Some analysts had suggested that after the convention, the Democratic primary would turn into a contest between Coakley, the frontrunner, and Grossman, the party insider. But at the convention, Don Berwick came in third place, just 1% behind Coakley. And one side effect of his newfound success seems to be a primary campaign that's shifting further to the left, at least for the moment.
I'm the only candidate completely committed to single-payer health care, Medicare for all.
How do you make it happen?
A single-payer health system has been a hallmark of Berwick's bid for governor. But Grossman questions how realistic that is.
How do you make it happen as governor? You need to build a consensus. You need the citizens. You need grassroots activism. You need the legislature.
You need to lead to the change and declare that you, as governor, will actually make single-payer health care.
Nobody can wave a magic wand, Don. You can't do that. This is not a monarchy. You've got to build a consensus in our society around any dramatic societal change.
But even if Grossman knocks Berwick's approach, he's now using vocabulary that wasn't on the table before Berwick made the ballot. Grossman says he's willing to lead the discussion on a single-payer program. Even Coakley was hesitant to disregard the idea from the outset.
You know, I don't rule it out ever, but I agree this is a very complicated topic.
After meandering for 36 seconds, Coakley circled back, this time sounding more concrete in her rebuttal of a single-payer health insurance system.
We're not ready to go to single-payer yet, and anyone who says that going to single-payer saves costs automatically, I don't think is correct.
And while the candidates had a few moments of animated disagreement, more often they agreed.
And Martha Coakley.
Same thing, not yet.
And Steve Grossman.
I agree with that position.
They all agree the death penalty should not be used against Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. And they all say the rollout of medical marijuana in the state has been a failure. But in their agreement, there were different shades of unison. Take this question.
Do the wealthiest citizens of this state pay their fair share in taxes? And this is just a yes or no before I get to the real question.
No, they don't. We need a fairer tax system in the Commonwealth.
Probably not.
No, they don't.
In a field of like-minded liberal Democrats, word choice can be telling. The other telling fact is that their chief Republican opponent, Charlie Baker, was not mentioned even once in 60 Minutes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
And you can hear the entire debate tonight at 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.